The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How sick must you be? And look, as a reminder, I've told this before, but as a reminder, my dad is a Broncos fan. My youngest
you
brother.
You talked some crap to him, huh?
Is he sent a nice a little Broncos text? Fan? I did not. I just let them live their lives. They have to suffer enough under this reign of Jesus. My youngest brother is like, he's sick. Sick. He grew up. He was a kid when the rest of us were having our childhoods, while everyone else in Kansas City was having their childhood ruined by the Denver Broncos, he was in his prime. He's like a 10-year-old kid as they're going to back-to-back Super Bowls and winning them, and he got Peyton Manning. He was feeling great about it. Over the last 7 years, it must be like getting kicked in the nuts every day, consecutively, for 7 consecutive years. That one maybe being the worst of them. You've beaten Kansas City one time in the entire Andy Reid Mahomes era. You got them on the ropes finally. And then instead what happens is they block the kick, beat you again, stay undefeated in the middle of being back-to-back defending Super Bowl champions. Broncos fans have got to be sick, sick this morning.
Someone said they were listening to the game and their truck punched and broke their volume control when the Donkeys got the first down to run out the clock. I thought the game was over. They said they live in Denver, so that would have been a long week for them. So as a Broncos fan, I can confirm I'm down bad, real, real bad, which gets us to some audio that you may have seen if you do stay on social media at all after the game. There's a very popular sports streamer, basically, right? He not just Broncos, but he was live streaming the end of the Broncos game on his YouTube channel, and I think it's got like 600,000 subscribers. So he's a very popular social media influencer. And listen to his stream. Now, you're going to hear a lot of beeps because we had to edit this. Drew spent a good chunk of his morning editing this clip because, you can take a listen.
Lutz warming up on the sideline. Oh, my God, we're going to upset him. Assuming we can make this kick. Nothing is guaranteed. Please. Oh, God, please. Will Lutz, do not miss this kick. Will Lutz. Oh, I don't even know if I can watch it, guys. Come on, Will. 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 No! 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 They blocked the kick! Are you kidding me? Oh, what the f***? Oh, my God, no! Oh, I give up on this sport. What the f***? A blocked 35-yard field goal. Oh, my God. I am done with football.
Oh, my God.
So
I'm done
good.
With football.
So good.
It brings me some, I mean, just like that's part of like the way it works with fandom is that not only do you get to enjoy your success, but you get to enjoy the failure of others. I mean, there were so many. Like, we played to open the show, Mitch Holtis' call. Kevin Harlan's call was great. The Spanish language call was great. That man felt, I mean, he was down. Down. If you're the AFC West, what do you do? What is he, 34-5, 33-5?
You have to recognize that whether it's an AFC West team or anybody in the NFL, this is the Chiefs era. Like this is whether it's block kicks, what this is their decade. This is going to be dominated, already has been, by the Chiefs, and you're just gonna have to wait this one out. That's my reaction and advice. If you were asking to give advice to a Broncos fan or anybody, and I don't feel bad for them one bit, I can promise you that. But if you're asking for advice, you got to wait this one out. It's going to be a little bit.
It's going to be.
You got to wait this one out.
10 years, you got to wait it out.
Sorry, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes exist. You're going to have to wait a little bit. This is our time. That's what I would say to anybody else in the NFL right now. And I hate to say it, but I can relate to how Patriots fans felt. You know, I used to think Patriots fans were the worst. I did. And everybody hated them. You know what? More and more, week by week, I can relate to them. Maybe it wasn't you guys. Maybe it was all of us. Just like it's all the rest of the NFL. Maybe they're all just a bunch of haters. We were just a bunch of haters to you, New England. Now I get it. It took me a while, but I totally get it now.
I get why they got so arrogant. Because it's very easy. Right? Somebody be like, oh, you got lucky. And I'm like, 9-0. Like, oh, the refs love you. Back-to-back Super Bowl champions. Like, Teflon, nothing you say hurts me in this scenario. The two-time defending Super Bowl champions. They're 9-0. What are you going to be like? They got lucky every time? At some point, no one's that lucky, okay? No one's that fortunate in life. Nobody just eases their way through 6 miraculous victories.
No, and I know there are people who bring up the point differential, right? For an undefeated 9-0 team, it's the smallest point differential we've seen and all that. But guess what?
I showed you the 8-0 stat last week.
It doesn't matter.
And it was, and the second lowest was eventual Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, it does not matter whatsoever. And right, all the regular season means for this team, yeah, there's a chance maybe if they can get past Buffalo, we'll have all week to talk about that game, huge game, what that could mean for their chances to go perfect. But more importantly, it's about get the number one seed, get your bye. That way you only have to win 2 games to get to the Super Bowl. That's all this regular season is about for me.
Yep.
That's all that matters. Get position for the one seed, and if you don't lose any games, you're going to do that. And then set yourself up for 2 wins at Arrowhead before you go to New Orleans for a Super Bowl. That's all that matters. Yeah, I would love the perfect season as well. And hopefully we're still talking about that in a week or so. And no, we can have a real conversation. But it is just about setting things up for the one seed and getting a 9-0, especially if they were to beat Buffalo on Sunday, solidifies that.
I'm not going to go through every single team on this list. But let's just go through the first 4, the ones that have the comically low point differential, lower than 80. Everyone else is at least 15, 20 points better than that. Of the teams that have started 9-0, I don't even have to look them up. I remember what these teams did. Of the teams that started 9-0 with the lowest point differential, this year's Kansas City Chiefs is dead last at 58 points. The next closest only had a 60-point differential is the Indianapolis Colts in 2006, the year they won the Super Bowl. So, okay. No,
yeah,
they'll never make it. The next closest was only 78 points. It was the 1990 San Francisco 49ers. They went to the NFC title game, finished the regular season 14-2. Came up a little bit short, went to the NFC title game. Oh, really fell short of their expectations. They were actually the defending Super Bowl champions the year before that. And the next closest was the Carolina Panthers in 2015 at 80 points. They went to the Super Bowl. So, like, I don't... 3 of the 4 teams... Well, 2 of the 3 teams, I guess the Chiefs will be the 4th, we'll see, went to the Super Bowl. One of them won it. That didn't seem like all that bad of a ratio to me for teams with a low point differential. Seems like being 9-0 is more valuable than the amount you won those 9 games at. I was looking up this morning, and I'm sure it's a stat that doesn't mean anything. The winning teams that the Chiefs have played, so the Ravens, I even included the Bengals in this, who don't have a winning record, and a bunch of other teams that they played, everyone else have a winning record. Those teams have a combined 650 winning percentage when not facing the Chiefs. They're 0-6 against Kansas City. I don't think that's an accident. Like, like 650. They win 65% of their games and not facing the Chiefs. And not a single one of them have scraped out a win against Kansas City. So, like, what does that say? It says that they're just better at winning these games than anyone else.
And it sets up a huge showdown for later on this week. We know in Buffalo, 325 kick here on 96.5 The Fan, and clearly the 2 best teams in the AFC. I mean, it's not even close. Buffalo and Kansas City are both that, and even Sunday's game, I don't know how much that'll change that other than the seeding conversation. But in terms of who's the best teams, there's not a result really on Sunday. I think that'll change anybody's opinion on who the top 2 teams are.
Some gets their ass kicked maybe a little.
I guess, but to leapfrog either, like maybe you think one of the teams is better than the other, but I don't think Baltimore, the result on Sunday, the Chiefs win, Bills win, whoever wins, I don't think Baltimore suddenly gets viewed as the second best team or the best team in the AFC. It's clearly Buffalo and Kansas City.
Yeah, and the 2 best teams in the league are the Lions and the Chiefs. The 2 best teams in the AFC are the Chiefs and the Bills, which is why I'm sure we'll get into it tomorrow. This week is about as big of a regular season game as you can get.
For sure.
2 best teams over the last 5 years, a million other reasons, which we can get into later in the week. But, I mean, massive regular season game for that reason. But I just, I don't know, man. It really boils down to, like, if you're an AFC West team, you're kind of right. You just have to wear it. Hope for the years. Just take advantage of the years that you do manage to get one. Like, the Broncos got one in a meaningless year. The Raiders got one in a meaningless year. You better hope that the time you get the Chiefs, it either ruins something for their season, knocks them out of the one seed, makes their Super Bowl path harder, gets you in the playoffs. I would say for the few times, the handful, literally handful, five times, the AFC West has been able to get them. You better make it count. Because otherwise, you just beat them in a regular season in which they went on to win the Super Bowl, so who cares?
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.